USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In another day in Washington's impeachment inquiry, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer assigned to the National Security Council, and Fiona Hill, the former White House Russian advisor, gave firsthand descriptions of scenes central to the congressional probe. Both officials are among nearly a dozen who have testified behind closed doors so far, and both said that they were not the whistleblower. Trump insisted that he has not been damaged whatsoever.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine. I mean, for the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. It seems that nobody has any firsthand knowledge.
The impeachment hearings go public starting on Wednesday, with the first to testify being William Taylor, the top Ukrainian diplomat, followed by Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. This is USA Radio News. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We give thanks for our food on Thanksgiving, but not for everything on the menu. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Cranberry sauce is America's least favorite Thanksgiving food, according to a new Harris Poll survey that seems to indicate that Americans have a number of foods that they eat on holidays purely for the sake of tradition. Number two of disliked Thanksgiving foods, green bean casserole, and that's followed by sweet potatoes. That secret food hate may be why a quarter of Americans in the survey also said they have no real interest in Thanksgiving leftovers. I'm Chris Barnes.
The federal government announced $800 million in aid to farmers of three southern states that were devastated by last year's hurricanes. Nearly half of that money will go to Florida, where timber farmers suffered catastrophic losses when Hurricane Michael came ashore in October 2018. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said the funding will also help Alabama and Georgia cover hurricane losses in the timber, cattle, and poultry industries. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The fall of the Berlin Wall was 30 years ago today. It's a symbol to the world that communism has failed, despite recent surveys that indicated 70% of millennials would vote for a socialist. There is a reason to celebrate this historic event. John Clements reports.
The genesis for the destruction of the Berlin Wall that divided the West and the East from 1961 to 1989 began 2 years earlier when President Ronald Reagan stood before the Brandenburg Gate and spoke directly to the leader of the Soviet Union.
If you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I'm John Clemens.
Photographer Robert Freeman, who helped define the image of the Beatles with some of the band's best-known album covers, has died at the age of 82. A statement on the Beatles' official website announced Freeman's death, but it did not give a cause. Born in 1936, Freeman began his career as a photojournalist for London's Sunday Times and captured portraits of leading jazz musicians before working with the Beatles. He shot the black and white cover for the 1963 album With the Beatles, picturing the Fab Four's faces in part shadow. It became the defining image of the group's early years and was used again in the 1964 U.S. album Meet the Beatles. Paul McCartney said, Freeman was our favorite photographer during the Beatles years, and he came up with some of the most iconic album covers. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.